from KQED.
There was one unexpected outcome of Tuesday's election. Democrats appear to have won two-thirds supermajorities in both the Senate and the Assembly. The California Report's Scott Schaefer takes a look at how they might use that power.
During his victory lap at the state capitol Wednesday, Governor Brown was asked how Democrats might flex their muscles if they no longer need Republican votes to raise taxes.
When I was doing Zen meditation in Japan back in the late 80s, each night before going to bed, I would say with the other meditators, desires are endless. I vow to cut them down.
As a wily veteran of Sacramento politics, Brown knows he's the firewall against Democrats who might now feel emboldened and overreach, for example, by raising taxes. Brown wouldn't say if he'd veto any tax increases sent to his desk, but he did say he wants to focus on things like reforming education, improving the state's water system, and recalibrating state regulations. And former Governor Gray Davis said Democrats will pay a price if they don't use their newfound power to focus on reducing unemployment.
And so it's incumbent upon the majority party, in this case the Democrats, to act responsibly. If they pass a tax increase every 15 minutes, the voters will rebel and they'll be out of office.
Supermajorities would give Democrats the ability to place things before voters without Republican support. Former Governor Davis suggested bond measures to build new schools and improve light rail, creating jobs in the process. But Tom DelBaccaro, chair of the Republican Party in California, says unfettered Democratic power will impede an economic recovery.
More entrepreneurs and jobs are going to be leaving the state for no-tax or low-tax states, and that's going to lead to even bigger deficits and more unemployment.
But DelBaccaro acknowledges that Tuesday's election puts California Republicans even deeper into the political wilderness.
Republicans don't have a consistent relationship with the Latino community, with young voters, with Asian voters, with black voters. And until they work on those things and the immigration issue, it's going to be very hard for Republicans to be competitive long term.
Of course, the upside of one party having complete control over state government, when things go wrong, voters know exactly who to blame. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.